This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden is scheduled to address the nation late Tuesday, highlighting the importance of COVID-19 vaccinations and new steps the White House is taking to combat the pandemic, as the highly transmissible Omicron variant has swiftly become the dominant strain of the virus that causes COVID-19 in the United States. With the number of new reported COVID-19 cases double what they were 2 months ago, the White House said Biden is expected to discuss his winter plan, which will offer over 60 winter COVID emergency response team deployments available to states. He's also expected to announce the implementation of pop-up vaccination clinics and new federal testing sites in different areas of the country. The president will also announce a plan to distribute 500 million at-home rapid COVID tests directly to U.S. residences beginning in January. Biden had originally planned to have citizens buy the tests and get reimbursed through their insurance plans, but health experts had advised that plan was too cumbersome. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Monday the Omicron variant, now accounts for 73% of all new infections, moving from just 1% 3 weeks ago. The U.S. surge in COVID-19 cases has forced professional sports franchises to alter game schedules and health policies. The Associated Press reports on the first day of the U.S. National Football League's targeted COVID-19 testing program, several asymptomatic vaccinated players tested positive for COVID-19 on Monday. The AP, citing a source speaking on condition of anonymity because of privacy issues, said overall 47 players were placed on the reserve COVID-19 list, the most in a single day since the pandemic began. The AP source did not specify how many of the players are asymptomatic or fully vaccinated. This is VOA News. China announced sanctions Tuesday on four members of the U.S. government's Commission on International Religious Freedom in retaliation for similar penalties imposed on Chinese officials regarding human rights abuses in the country's Xinjiang region. During a press briefing, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Liyun said the committee chairwoman and three members of the U.S. panel are barred from visiting mainland China, Hong Kong, Macau, and any assets they have in the country will be frozen. The tit-for-tat sanctions add to growing international tensions over Xinjiang when Washington had banned imports from the region that might be made with forced labor, while activists are calling for a boycott of February's Winter Olympics in Beijing. China has denied accusations of abuses and earlier retaliated by publicizing calls for boycotts of foreign shoe and clothing brands. Zhao identified those targeted as Chairwoman Nadine Mainza, Deputy Chairwoman Nuri Turkel, and members Anurma Bhargava and James Carr. Zhao gave no indication of whether they have assets in China. The World Health Organization Tuesday stressed once again its advice that perhaps the best thing people can do to prevent the spread of COVID-19 this holiday season is to cancel large gatherings. The WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus first offered the recommendation Monday during a briefing on the spread of the Omicron variant, saying an event canceled is better than a life canceled. During an interview Tuesday with Britain's Sky News, WHO spokeswoman Dr. Margaret Harris repeated the advice, saying large gatherings, even in a well-vaccinated population, are the situations in which you are most likely to spread COVID, especially with a highly transmissible variant like Omicron. She said you do not know what the exposure has been for each person in a large gathering. Those events are more likely to include one of the small percentage of people who is likely to get a severe case. She said if you must hold such a gathering, make sure it is well-ventilated, people are wearing masks, and that the most vulnerable guests in particular are vaccinated. The U.S. Space Agency NASA says a SpaceX Dragon resupply spacecraft carrying about 3,000 kilograms of space experiments, crew supplies, and other cargo is on its way to the International Space Station after launching early Tuesday from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The unmanned resupply ship launched on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from the Kennedy Space Center launch pad for the company's 24th commercial resupply mission for NASA. Among the experiments being sent to the International Space Station is a German Aerospace Center study on bioprint first aid, in which a handheld device uses a patient's own skin cells to create a tissue-forming patch to cover a wound or accelerate the healing process. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.